Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is an unbelievably important broadcast today. This transmission is absolutely essential. All the different pieces of the puzzle are now coming together. It hit me like a ton of bricks this morning. It's worse than I have even thought. It is worse and moving quicker than I can even imagine, because we tend to not be able to believe what's actually unfolding in front of us. My friends, Benjamin Netanyahu made a secret trip to Russia. And when I saw the Jerusalem Post headline, Kremlin official confirms Prime Minister's secret trip, I knew that when I read the next paragraphs, it was going to say that could only mean for a green light to attack Iran. Now, I understand that it's very exciting that a congressman called Obama a liar after Obama called him a liar. Obama said, you guys aren't telling the truth about what's in the bill. And it's so insulting to know what's in the bill, because Obama is clearly the liar, that somebody just couldn't shut up. It's a very small chamber, and the congressman was about 30 feet away, and Obama pointed his finger at him and tried to say, basically, shut up. And then Pelosi and Biden acted all upset about it. But we have Bush being booed, and I support that. That's what happened in our Congress 200 years ago, 150 years ago. Then they had all this decorum. No, it's supposed to be debated and argued out. And if you got a preacher up there on stage lying, you tell him he's a liar. You rebuke him. And if you got Obama, the New World Order puppet up there lying, you tell him he's a liar. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm sorry. The biggest story here is that they may be getting ready to hit Iran. The dollar is falling right now as we speak. And that's why the globalists may use this as a distraction, as a diversion to hit Iran, as the Rand Corporation called for in the document that came out a year ago. Everything is moving geopolitically. Everything is moving politically. Everything is moving economically. Everything is moving militarily. Everything is moving on every single front. The New World Order is trying to get up on its legs right now. It's been grown in the womb of the globalist system. It's been born, and now it's toddling around. You know, it's holding on to the coffee table like a toddler trying to take its first steps. And we have got to shoot it down, discredit it in the info war now like our lives depend on it. Because if that baby gets up on its feet, it's going to grow in the next 10 to 15 years into a killing machine, the likes of which the planet has never seen. Ladies and gentlemen, when I read the AP and the AFP and Reuters yesterday, headline, U.S. Girl Scouts Prepare for War, Pestilence, I already knew this was happening. But to see them openly say they're being trained to spy on neighbors, yes, brownies coming to your door are spies. To have New York Times photos and video of all over the country, the Boy Scouts, the Eagle Scouts, training with M16s to, quote, take on veterans who won't turn their guns in. This is openly being announced. People say, oh, we'll wipe out those 14 and 15-year-olds if they come. In 5 years, they'll be 20 years old. And, of course, you can wipe them out. The globalists don't care. But they're young and dumb and ready to die. And yes, we're going to be facing the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. This is it. It happened in Russia. It happened in China. It happened in Germany. It happened with Pol Pot. It happened with Fidel Castro. We know what this is. It's like Obama saying, oh, I want to address the kids, and we see what the speech is. It's enlisting them to help him, to work for him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. I mean, I can't even believe this is actually happening. I can't believe this is real. It is real. It's really happening. And they want to put us in pits and shoot us in the back of the head. And I'm not going. You understand? Period, scumbag.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Released another
show.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, so much is happening. So many tripwires are hitting. So much is developing. So much is happening. And we're fighting on so many fronts here. I guarantee you that they have got all of their personnel, all of their ops in place to stage terror attacks that will dwarf 9/11. Everything is converging right now. The flu, they've got that locked and loaded, ready to use that as a cover for total martial law. It's now admitted mainstream news. Congressmen are coming out and saying it. Mainline talk show hosts can now see it. Because you, the listeners of this show, more than anybody else, deserve the credit. It's a dangerous albatross around my neck to be a prominent leader in this, but as an idea, understanding false flag terrorism, understanding how dangerous it is, how real it is, that is an incredibly positive awakening, an enlightenment, a renaissance of understanding that you have generated, and I salute you. And no matter what happens to me, remember that the idea is bulletproof. So we're going to have a world-exclusive Charlie Sheen video message directly to President Barack Obama that we're going to be playing live when we go live at prisonplanet.tv in the next hour in T-minus 50 minutes. That is one massive front we're fighting on with our limited resources. You are the power if you spread this video viral like you've never spread it before. We will punch it out into the mainstream media. They will pick it up. It will be played. O'Reilly has now taken the bait and is attacking Sheen, exactly as we planned. I'll explain it coming up next hour. Charlie Sheen for a full 30-minute interview tomorrow on air with us. There's a lot of things the establishment is doing behind the scenes that I've been asked to not reveal at this time, trying to block any of this news and information coming out of the public, but they've already failed. It has gotten out and gone mega viral thanks to you and Charlie Sheen. That is coming up in the next hour. I'm not talking about it until then because I have all this other key information and key battlefronts to cover. The flu, the economy, the healthcare takeover. Look, the foreign bankers in 1913 paid off the Congress and passed the Federal Reserve Act, and they took control of the issuance of currency and credit. More importantly than just printing up money, they created the fractional reserve system where the banks could buy up assets with fiat given to them by the central bank, private bank. And that's all this is. Bush worked in tandem. Glenn Beck endorsed the banker bailout. Obama went and twisted arms in the Black Caucus. Nancy Pelosi gave him credit for getting it passed on the Democratic side. That's true. The Federal Reserve Chairman of New York, the real federal corporation, the real private corporation masquerading as the Federal Reserve, Geithner was the head of that. Bernanke was in there with Bush. Obama's continued him. They brought it in. Just like in 1913, the bankers had to have the paying mechanism. So they simultaneously in 1913 passed the federal income tax. And as Ronald Reagan's commission showed in 1981 in Congress, not 1 cent of the income tax you pay goes to run anything. The tariffs, the trade, the fees on transportation, that is what funds the federal government. All of the income tax, 100% of it goes to the federal banks through the private Federal Reserve system. And they are federal banks. They're not federal in government, but they are the government. They are federal. They are setting up a global federal government openly, owned and run by the new Bank of the World, a consortium of private central banks. It's openly being announced everywhere as the solution to the coming economic meltdown. They've been telling you the economy's fine the last few months, so you'd stand down and go along with the banker bailout takeover and then go along with their plan for a Bank of the World in the fall and winter. And they are now on target to try to pull this off. Huh. And so just as they needed the income tax to get into your paycheck in 1913, they now are passing the health care tax. And it says they're going to come into your paycheck and take at least an additional 15 to 22%, depending on what bracket, out of your check. And once that camel's nose... That's a big nose at 15 to 22%. That's the camel halfway in the tent. Once they have that passed in the new federal bureaucracy and the green bureaucracy under the carbon tax, they are going to mafia takeover and racketeer every facet of the economy, total federal takeover of the states, the local cities. So they're taking over through the green tax. They're taking over with the health care tax. They're taking over with Homeland Security and fighting terrorism. That's the police state to lock things down. Admitting Homeland Security is for the American people, that it's for conservatives and gun owners and libertarians and people that want to, quote, in the Fed. We understand their entire battle plan. And I want to tell police and military and even mid-level executives and even high-level executives and people that serve the system, you're going to lose your standard of living. You're going to be hurt by this. And a lot of you will just crawl back to your masters just to keep your limited petty power and your status. And you're going to go along with the literal decapitation of the Republic. The Republic is falling now. The Republic is falling right now. It is falling in the next 3 months. Its collapse of the mighty republic has been going on for a long time as the pillars that support it, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, states' rights, the pioneer, independent, trailblazing, rugged individualism, has been sapped and has been bled almost dry. We have been turned against each other. We have been balkanized. They brought Obama in the name of reconciliation and love and peace, the whole time meaning to invoke the race card, invoke division, invoke race war, where if you don't go along with the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts tattling and spying on you, where if you don't go along with telescreens with daily announcements from the federal government to your children, if you don't go along with the EAS system with hour-long federal announcements on TV and radio where the feds just take over, that's a fact. That was announced in 96. Every engineer I know has seen the documents. I've seen them. It's in my film Martial Law, made in 99, and now they're announcing they're going to do it. The cell phones tracking you, listening to you in real time. Total police state is now happening. They're moving on every front, at every level. It's happening right now. This is it. Now, it is so outrageous the way the spin machine works at Politico and all these other publications. As the foreign banks are desperate to take over 1/20th of the economy that's left, that is in somewhat of free hands. Yes, the insurance companies run scams. Yes, they're involved in fraud. And yes, it's come out that they're actually quietly lobbying and funding and supporting. It's even been in the New York Times. They say it's a good thing for this health care bill to happen because it isn't socialist health care. It isn't free health care. There's no such thing. That's bad enough. It is fascist eugenics takeover of the health care. Now, we're going to play these clips in a moment. The media is trying to spin this of, oh, he didn't have the votes, but after being called a liar by a congressman, people feel sorry for Obama, and now it might pass. That's total spin. That's just a CIA slogan. Oh, look, he got stood up to and called a liar. People feel sorry now. Now people suddenly support it. And CNN has publicly been caught putting out a fake poll. They double-sampled Democrats in a poll, saying it was a general poll of Republicans and Democrats 50-50, and said, oh, look, his approval rating numbers shot up after the speech. When you actually look at Rasmussen and other polls, it actually fell. So they're pulling out all the stops with deception and lies and corruption right now. And they're trying to spin it. We're going to play a clip of his speech after the break. And if you listen to Obama, he tells the congressman, he points at the Republican side and says, you're being deceitful, you're lying. He says, it's not true that my bill does A, B, and C. When it does, there's different versions of the bill. They all say it. Congressman Gohmert of Texas, who we've interviewed, is holding up a sign saying, what bill? Because they won't, just like they wouldn't give anybody the climate change bill, 300 pages of the 1,000 plus, until they went to vote. So they don't even have the complete bill, but it's all in there. I had Dr. Blaylock on reading the subsections last week. Just like Obama says, I'm not going to hire any lobbyists. All he does is hire lobbyists. He says, I'm going to end the war overnight. He pulls out 50,000 U.S. troops, puts 50,000 more contractors into Iraq, moves the 50,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan, overall increasing the entire force by 100,000. Everything he says is a lie. Everything he does is a bait and switch. So he calls them liars, and finally a congressman of courage. Finally, Joe Wilson shouts to Obama during speech, you lie, because Obama was calling him a liar. And I need Kurt Nimmo, because Paul's writing another story right now. Kurt, an article, we need a headline that Obama, if you listen to the clip, he tells them that they're not telling the truth, and then they counter him. They're supposed to sit there and take his lies. And then the media pointing out that Bush was booed. We're going to play that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fight. We've got to defeat this government to take over for the private corporations of health care. That's just more of the economy being seized by these people, just like they've seized GM and Chrysler, to feed it into the banks. It's a corporate takeover.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Grafunder Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
That's Jimmy Vaughn.
I sit down with Big Brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a government that has taken 4,000 plus foster children we know of and radiated them to death, declassified. This is a government that took black men and gave them syphilis and let them die over it over 45 years and spread it to tens of thousands, it's estimated. This is a government that has done this thousands of times that we know of in different experiments. marching our troops, even into the 1980s, into chambers and nerve-gassing them to death in Project Shad in the U.S. and England. On record, in hundreds of newspapers. Now, that's who wants to run your health care, Jack. All you people that want a big daddy to take care of you. All you idiots that think people that don't want government-run, corporate-run health care, that we're racist and don't like the black president. George Bush was a stinking puppet, and so was Barack H. Obama. Barack Obama took the freeze off for forced abortion money from the U.S. to China and Africa and infanticide, you stupid idiots. You don't know anything. I'm talking to you people out there that support Obama like a bunch of fools, that love being scammed, that love being taken to the bank, that love being conned. This is a total totalitarian takeover, and it isn't a sweet one or a soft one or a velvet glove one. It's an iron fist on fire, red hot, the most vicious I've ever seen in history, the most scientific, hitting on all cylinders, going 200 miles an hour on a straightaway, right at you and your family, tied down the middle of the street. And if we can just get people to recognize it, we can avert this, but if we don't, we're going down completely into hardcore tyranny. I mean slave camps. I mean getting lined up and shot. I mean cities getting nerve gassed. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I understand the New World Order program. I understand it incredibly clear. I can see it. And if you would just get your mind straight and get your head screwed on straight and study this, you'd see it too, and you'd understand it's indescribable. Play the clip of Congressman Joe Wilson, and Obama is first getting in his, pointing at the Republicans saying it's not true that my bill does this. And they're all insulted. Knowing that the sections are all public, that they're telling the truth, they're being called liars. So they yell back at him. Here it is.
There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This too is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. Not true.
You lie, Joe Wilson. Now, here's Bush being booed.
By the year 2042, the entire system would be exhausted and bankrupt. If steps are not taken to avert that outcome, the only solutions would be dramatically higher taxes.
And it goes on. It's not as loud, but it was reported at the time. They were saying, no, not true. And the media didn't whine and scream and claim racism. He's the president. He's the big man. He's the supposed leader. If you're a public figure, especially involved in politics, if you can't stand the heat, get the hell out of the kitchen. I'm a public figure, and I say I like taking my licks. I like it. Tell lies about me. Attack me. Go after me. Yell at me. Scream at me. Just don't lie about my family, or I'll come after you. But you can come after me all you want. I've told people leave Bush and Obama's families alone. Go after the men. Go after who's in the arena. And you put your butt in the middle of the arena on the field. I mean, it's like saying you can't tackle a black football player. That'd be like saying if a white football player tackled, let's say, that's like saying a white linebacker tackles a black quarterback. That'd be like saying, oh, it's a racist. Like later when we go live at prisonplanet.tv, we ought to queue up some clip of a white linebacker or a white defensive lineman tackling a black quarterback, and we'll say, racism, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. No one is allowed to touch a black quarterback because it's racism. See, they're just using that as a political weapon. You know, Obama says they're lying, but they can't counter back, no, you're lying. You see how the double standard works? It's mind control. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. All of time's
we are watching the fall of our republic. When I get up here and I read the New York Times writing glowing reports about 14 to 16-year-old Boy Scouts training with photos and video with M16s to, quote, take on disgruntled American gun owners and veterans in seek and destroy hunter-killer missions. Those are their words. All over the country, right here in Austin, they train some of the Eagle Scout groups, literal Hitler Jugend, okay? I mean, my wife, you know, has got a degree in French and one in history, and she just says, I love my family, should we get out of here? I mean, I have to hear that every couple days. I mean, we're literally turning into Nazi Germany here, like, and all over the world, the global corporate takeover is happening. And Gardasil, 3 years ago, we had medical doctors on reading the documents from the trials of Gardasil, the human papillomavirus shot put out by Merck, that was killing a large percentage, maiming, causing people to be paralyzed, and now they've had to come out and put a warning out. They knew it was a bad drug. That's why they got Rick Perry to say it was mandatory, so that the federal fund for liability protection would kick in for them. Now, this next story, we're just going to spend 15 minutes with our guest, and I appreciate him joining us, is out of the Times of London. Question a doctor, lose your child. And then I'm going to get back into Obama and the health care takeover, and I'm going to get back into Congressman Joe Wilson saying, you lie, after Obama said they were liars. The media, he calls them liars. Obama says, you're not telling the truth. And when one congressman says, you lie, and they're talking about getting him in trouble. So that's coming up. I mean, he's got to sit there and have the president call him a liar, but he can't call him a liar back. This is insane. And again, I'm not a Republican, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick of hypocrisy. And we're going to get into the Girl Scouts admittedly in the news to spy on their neighbors. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't even imagine that. It's like I'm living in a mixture of Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China, and Pol Pot's Cambodia. Question a doctor, lose your child. And it says that this 13-year-old took the shot, got paralyzed. Her family complained about it, and the CPS said, we'll take your child if you keep saying that. And the same thing's happening here when Gardasil admittedly is doing this. It's all over the news. It's doing it. Now, someone who fights against this is John Hemming, a liberal Democrat, member of parliament, who campaigns to stop injustice in the family court, said very often proceedings are used as retaliation by local authorities against uppity people who question the system. The mother of a 13-year-old girl who became partially paralyzed for being given the cervical cancer vaccine says social workers have told her the child may be removed if she, the mother, continues to link her condition with the vaccination. So right now, let's go to John Hemming, British Member of Parliament. John Alexander Melvin Hemming, British Member of Parliament. And we, again, really appreciate him joining us. He was elected Chancellor of South Yardley Ward 2005. He was elected as Member of Parliament in Birmingham, Yardley. And he's the first Liberal Democrat to win a parliamentary seat in Birmingham since Wallace Lawler won in Birmingham. He joins us now. Sir, thank you for coming on the show.
Good morning.
Separately, sir, let me just ask you a side issue about your parliamentary rules of procedure. If the Prime Minister called, say, you a liar, would you get in trouble if you shouted back, you lie?
Well, in fact, the parliamentary language in Parliament, all right, requires that nobody calls anyone a liar. So if you're in Parliament and you do that, but if you do it outside Parliament, nobody cares. So it depends whether it's in Parliament or out. The idea is to try and stop people just squabbling with each other and actually get to the facts.
But if Obama says, points at the Republicans and says, you're lying about this, you're not telling the truth, and then they shout back, no, you're lying, I mean,
but it depends where. If it's actually in the, is it in the chamber or is it outside it?
In the chamber,
you don't. You know, the idea is to try and get people to be a little bit polite to each other, rather than just having a go all the time.
Yes, sir. I understand that the decorum.
Obama shouldn't be able to say it in the chamber as well. You know, as in he shouldn't be in a position. I don't know the precise history of what's happened there, so I can't really comment. But if you're in a debating chamber like a council. Council or, you know, Senate or House of Representatives or something, then there are normally rules that try to calm people down. We had a Labour MP, there's all sorts of things gone on there, right? But in theory, you're not supposed to call each other liars.
Well, side issue, I apologize for distracting
you. It's normal practice, to be honest. As in, there's supposed to be some attempt to stop. You know, if you go into Korea, they have a fight in the parliament. Now, you know, I think that's pushing it, really.
Yeah, well, I watch Prime Minister's questions sometimes on C-SPAN, and it seems like it's a lot more boisterous than our Congress.
It may be, but you're still not allowed to call each other liars.
I understand. Well, then they should both get in trouble.
They both did it in the chamber, they should both get into trouble. Yeah, straightforward.
But instead, it'll just be the congressman because Obama can do no wrong. Okay, shifting gears back into this.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it in your news. I've seen it in the British news that it's known that Gardasil's killed some people and paralyzed quite a few more. But I guess you're not allowed as a parent to complain if your child gets paralyzed?
Well, I tell you where the problem lies in the court system in England, which is that a lot of child protection stuff, family court stuff, is based on expert evidence. But the expert, they don't allow you to and get your own expert. You have to agree your expert with the council. So if a doctor says is the agreed expert, you can't actually get a second opinion. And that's, it's a criminal offence, in fact, to get a second opinion. You can get jailed for it, which puts people in a very difficult situation where most of the trumps in the court process, trump cards, are held by the local authority. So if they want to shut somebody up who's being a bit uppity and sort of challenging the authorities as to their judgment on these things, then they are in a position where they can stop the court listening to a range of views and require the court only to listen to that one expert, which I think is mad, but there you go.
Member of Parliament John Hemming is our guest. I'm sure you're familiar with how family court started. The eugenicist said they had to have racial hygiene about 130 years ago in England, and then spread to Germany and the United States, and were left with this vestigial eugenics courts. They would order forced sterilizations, you name it. It's outside Magna Carta. Outside Magna Carta.
Well, it's not, in theory, it's not outside Magna Carta, although actually we moved on. The key constitutional document in the United Kingdom is now the Bill of Rights, 1688, rather than Magna Carta. And that is actually our fundamental constitutional document.
But doesn't it stream from Magna Carta? I've read both.
Well, the family courts should be in accordance with all the standard rules. The difficulty you have is it still is a criminal offence to talk publicly about what goes on in the courts, as in it's contempt of court. So you get into a very difficult situation where if somebody wanted to protest about the way they've been treated. I had an example, for instance, a lady who didn't speak English, who was told that she was too stupid to instruct a solicitor because she'd failed an IQ test she did through an interpreter. A gentleman called the official solicitor was brought in who conceded the case against her on her behalf. Now, that sort of thing, if she went to the papers and tried to get a photograph in the paper saying, look, they've just stopped me defending my case, she could go to jail. So she doesn't.
So you're not even allowed to charge them. This sounds like a velvet glove tyranny.
It's a tyranny, yes. It's a tyrannical approach. And it's the tyranny of relatively stupid experts. Some of them are quite bright. And there are some very good people working, but a lot of them, they get £5,000, £5,000, as we would call it, for a report, and they're going to keep the local authority suite. So they just say what they're
They're getting money from the government. So.
Yeah, they're getting money from the government to talk nonsense in the courts. I gave my example there of doing an IQ test through an interpreter. IQ tests are inherently culturally dependent. They're language dependent. So you can't give somebody an IQ test other than their mother tongue and expect a sensible result. It's meaningless drivel.
Well, what it is it's the eugenics courts taking over society.
It's sort of like witch courts, really. It's they dunk people, and if they drown, they're okay, and if they float, they're witches, so they kill them. You know, it's a bit like that.
So it's a system set up for the power trips of the local authorities and power.
Yeah, it gives people a power kick. And now let's be fair. Not everybody in the system abuses it, but some people do. I actually had a social worker come to tell me how he used to conspire with the parents' solicitors to get the parents to lose their case. And it's well known that sort of thing goes on. Not all solicitors act in that way. Solicitors, lawyers. We have barristers who are the people who talk in the court, and solicitors who do everything but that, really.
But you've got to legalize child kidnapping, so of course you've got to...
Yeah, well, the point is they were funding it a lot. The reality about child kidnapping and child recycling, as they do, is that it often causes major psychological problems with the children.
Okay, well, sir, it sounds like you really know what you're talking about, because I study this in depth. So tell us about the legalized child kidnapping racket known as Child Protective Services.
Well, what it is there was this theory actually Bill Clinton kicked it off a little bit, which is that if you've got a child, it's sort of like taking children from so-called bad families and giving them to good families. But although obviously you do need you do have a situation where you need to deal with really bad parents, in my view. You can't just say it's a free-for-all.
But in the criminal justice system, and they need due process.
Due process is a critical thing. There isn't proper due process. and there are so many things wrong with the system. I could fill, I did fill 1 hour 40 minutes of a program on Edge TV. Anyone can look at that on the net if they want. They look up Edge, E-D-G-E TV, and my name. It's all available on YouTube and everything. But I did fill 1 hour 40 minutes going into the details of why the system goes wrong and how it's all very bad. But you then get an industry, you see, which needs to process children to make a living for people. And we had a situation here, which I managed to get rid of early level, April 2008, where they used to reward local authorities for the number of children they'd swap from one family to another.
Oh, yeah, we have that here. And it's come out. I've had senators on documenting it. They have headhunting lists, and they even say we've got bonuses for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, two-year-old girl.
I know, and they go and get, they actually sometimes, what it is, we had a case down in Westminster where they gave a child back to the child's parents who then maltreated the child. They gave the child back to his parents because the child was disabled, you see. And they couldn't get it adopted. Now, the point about child protection is it's supposed to be about child protection, so you should keep the child in state control or whatever. We had an interesting case, which is one, Angela Warman's, it's on the net now, because we got it outside the UK, because a lot of the European countries aren't as mad as England. And
now, you're not under the tyranny where you're not allowed to criticize the child molester courts.
Well, I think you're allowed to criticize them, but not in detail. You're not allowed to say what goes on.
Because, sir, it sounds like you're a real expert on this. Have you not found that predators also gravitate into these positions where they can...
Oh, very much so, yes. Well, Islington is a very good example of that. There's a small country called Jersey in Ireland, just off France, which is not part of the UK. It's a crown dependency. And there's a senator there, Stuart Sivray, who's being persecuted by the state there because he revealed that a nurse may have murdered 8 people. And the nurse is not being prosecuted, but the senator who revealed that this had happened is being prosecuted. You might like to take him onto your program. I'm sure he'd talk to you. You can email him sometimes. Stuart Sivray is his name. But we had a big, big saga in Islington where Margaret Hodge covered up. Margaret Hodge was then leader of Islington. Covered up a paedophile ring operating in the children's homes. And a few years later, she ended up as children's minister.
Ah.
Right, now that's Margaret Hodge. You can look at it all. It's all on the net. It's not hidden away.
Oh, we've never found a director of children's operations at a major level who isn't a convicted pedophile or who isn't running a whole command course.
To be fair, I don't go as far as what you're saying there. I what I say is...
Well, take Florida. The last 3 directors, it's turned out, are child rapers.
Well, that's interesting. I know in England that there is a problem there, but it's not like 100%.
Saying in key positions, it's approaching that.
Yeah, it may be in America. I don't know about.
Well, it's a cult. We've discovered it's like a cult guild.
Yeah. You've got to distinguish between there are paedophile networks operating in child protection. There's no question about that. That's well documented. But I think that is only part of the issue. The wider problem is a sort of cult of state intervention where all state and the money as well. Well, the money makes a big difference.
It's a bounty.
Somebody was doing, I think one person was making £1 million a year out of reports about Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
Exactly. We have that in Dallas. One guy made over $2 million running a group, putting those out. It came out in the news. And, I mean, that's it. There's literally a letter of mark on our children.
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved. And you can't, just because it's about children doesn't mean people don't care about the money.
Well, let me ask you this, because I clearly have to have you back for a full hour, and we're very honored and very appreciative.
It's okay. At a time. It's going to be very difficult over the next few days, but...
But coming up the next month or so, because I'm throwing a lot of questions at you because of the limited time we have. But specifically, this case of the mother complained about her child being partially paralyzed, and they said, look, is the UK like the US where they order the parents to give them the shot? Is that what happened?
No, but what it is, and I'm not that anti, I think there are good vaccinations. I'm not the sort of person who says all vaccinations are bad.
Sure.
But with we've had this thing with swine flu where they're desperate. You see, there's not really a problem with swine flu in England apart from people diagnosing swine flu when in fact it's something else. Because swine flu hasn't done much damage, although we had, you'll love this one, we had a period where they were banning people from leaving the country if they got symptoms of swine flu.
No.
And yet they never did anything to prevent people coming into the country with swine flu.
Yeah, but just using it to train you under a medical tyranny to accept suspension of rights.
I have a view that generally the cock-up theory applies, that things are mainly through incompetence rather than conspiracy. There are conspiracies from time to time, but I think this is mainly incompetence. And although you're right that it's a gradual movement away from the rights of the individual towards a sort of rights of the bureaucracy. Although I would agree with you that there is a trend that way, I think it's mainly incompetence rather than a conspiracy.
Well, sir, do 5 more minutes with us. I want to come back and just go and just give you the floor for 5 minutes to just break down what you're facing there. Question a doctor, lose your child.
Yeah, well, this is the what they do is it's retaliatory care proceeding.
Well, stay there, because we have the same thing here now. Yeah, they're taking people's children because the doctor asked, do your parents have guns? The guns aren't illegal, but they still take your kids.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've got the world-exclusive Charlie Sheen video, a message of the president. I'll be streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv later in the next hour. This is big news, so stay with us for that. All right, in closing, John Hemming, Member of Parliament from the United Kingdom, everything you see over there is happening here in different variants. And just some of the other horror stories going on over there where you question a doctor, lose your child, where the doctors have become tools of the state because the government's in control of the whole healthcare grid and the mandates. So this is the system we're going into here. Please continue.
I don't think that's actually true. I think the issue here is simply this, that due process does not properly operate in the family courts. You can't get an independent opinion. I think you're making, I'm sorry to disagree with you, but I actually think that the concept of the NHS in Britain, much that they've messed up some aspects of it here, is actually a good concept. And I don't think that is what's driving this at all. I think what's driving it is the fact you can't get a second opinion.
Well, the feds could change that. I mean, the federal government there could change it if they wanted to. But, I mean, regardless, if you didn't have this big nanny state, this couldn't be happening. But fine. I mean, how do we stop this?
Well, what it is we have to look at the due process and stop them using secrecy to protect the practitioners. It's about accountability and openness, that if somebody's been through the system and been maltreated, they cannot be prevented from talking about it. And they should be able to talk about it on your show.
Well, absolutely. In Soviet Russia, you got arrested for speaking out. I mean, is England becoming...
Well, no, it's been like this for some time. This is, you know, this that we've actually managed to get less. We've actually managed to reduce the secrecy recently. So we are making some progress in sorting this particular aspect out, and it's a gradual process. But it comes down to not having due process. And that it's all about outcomes rather than process. And the fact is, you get the wrong outcomes if you don't get the process right.
So, particularly in this case, what happened with the girl in the Gardasil shot?
Well, the one I was dealing with was actually Melvelina Langley, which is in the same article, which is to do with a 16-year-old boy who they keep on threatening to take off his mother because he's disabled and in a wheelchair and is having a difficulty getting a wash. His problems rest from the fact that there's an agreement to put an extension in the property so he has a bathroom downstairs, but they won't do it, even though they're legally required to do it. So it's a row about an extension that's resulting in a 16-year-old boy being threatened with a form of imprisonment.
But the bureaucrats like that because then they have more wards, they get more funding.
Well, they like it because it gives them control and an ability to deal with a situation, and stroppy people or uppity people who want to exercise their rights are prevented from doing so.
So, how do we stop it?
Well, change the law. I think the part of it, you have, the work done by people like yourself in terms of highlighting these things is good. I don't know enough about what happens in America to know what your procedures are like, but I know quite a bit about Europe. We actually need to change the law to get proper due process in these things. So it's based on real evidence. And not just mates sorting each other out, which is what it is in England.
Well, it's the same here. It's just you're allowed to speak out against them. It's just none of the mainstream media will pick it up.
Well, that's up to the media then. And then also people have the internet to use and people other ways of dealing with it.
Well, there's no due process in it, and they just seize people's children.
That should be subject to judicial review. I think you have got judicial review in America, haven't you?
The CPS just runs off with your kids for a year until they terminate rights. And, yeah, if you've got $1 million and cross your fingers, you might be able to get your children back from them.
The problem is we're making progress sorting that out in England, right?
Thank you for coming on with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.